देवक्या अपदेवकी जठरे विदिन द ओम गर्भम द एम्ब्रियो शेषाख्यम नोन एज शेष द प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ कृष्णा धामा द प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन मामकाम ऑफ मी तत् हिम सन्निकृष्य अट्रैक्टिंग रोहिण्या ऑफ रोहिणी उदरे विद इन द ओम सन्निवेशय कैन स्विच ऑफ दैट यस ट्रांसफॉर्म विदाउट डिफिकल्टी Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Within the Om of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarsan or Sesa. Without difficulty, transfer him into the Om of Rohini. Purport. The first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Sesa. The Sesa incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe. And the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Jogmaya, the Sesa incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangement so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. In this connection, when one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, would enter in the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the third garbhas. Does this mean that the third garbhas were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, as well as the individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:4-5. Maya tat idam sarvam jagat abhyakta murtinam मतस्थानि सर्वभूतानि न चाहम तेषु अवस्थिता न च मतस्थानि भूतानि पश्यमे योग ईश्वरम भूतभृन्न च भूतास्तो ममात्मा भूतभावनः बाय मी इन माय अनमैनिफेस्टेड फॉर्म दिस इंटायर यूनिवर्स इज pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet, everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Sarvam khalamidam brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, everything is not the Supreme Godhead. And He is not everywhere. Everything rests upon Him, and it does not rest upon Him. This can be explained only through the Achinta Bheda Abheda philosophy. Such truth cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktyamam abhijanati javanjas asmitattvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary person, this principle should be understood from the statement of the Shastra. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing 9 different processes of bhakti yoga: sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. Thus, situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in material world, is not in material world. Yet, a devotee always fears, because I am associated with this material world, so many contamination affects me. Therefore, he is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki, constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way, all the asura of material association will be killed, as the third garbha were killed by Kamsa. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of mind. Marichi has 6 sons: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhakti evam darsyati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested, and he naturally becomes unmanifested in material enjoyment. When the 6 sons of Marichi are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the 7 pregnancy of Devaki signify the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the 6 sons, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya were killed, the Sesa incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Jinmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, today the appearance day, divine appearance day of Lord Balaram. లార్డ్ బలరామ్ ఇస్ ది సర్విటర్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. హీ ది ఆది గురు అండ్ హీ గివ్స్ ఎ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఇన్ అవర్ భక్తి. సో టుడే ఇది ఆస్పిషియస్ డే టు ప్రే టు లార్డ్ బలరామ్ టు గెట్ సమ్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. కృష్ణ హ్యాజ్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ పొటెన్సీస్. ఇన్ హిజ్ ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్సీ నోన్ యాజ్ చిత్ శక్తి హ్యాజ్ త్రీ డివిజన్ నోన్ యాజ్ సంబిత్ సంహిత్ అండ్ ఆహ్లాదిని. బలరామ్ ఈజ్ సంబిత్ శక్తి, కృష్ణ ఈజ్ సంహిత్ అండ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి ఈజ్ ఆహ్లాదిని. సంబిత్ మీన్స్ మేకింగ్ అరేంజ్మెంట్. సో లార్డ్ బలరామ్ హీ మేక్స్ అరేంజ్మెంట్ ఫర్ ది డిఫరెంట్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. అండ్ లార్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఎసర్టెన్స్ ఆర్ డిసైడ్ వాట్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్, నోబడీ ఎల్స్. సో లార్డ్ గివ్స్ ది బ్లూ ప్రింట్ దట్ కాల్ సంగీత్ బ్రింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ టుగెదర్ సంగ్ లైక్ ఆర్ఎస్ఎస్ వీ హ్యావ్ సంగ్ రాష్ట్రీయ స్వయం సంగ్ సంగ్ బ్రింగ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ అలాదిని means pleasure potency. The example can be given of sweet rice. Are you chanting Prabhu? Don't chant. Either you hear or chant. Both have same purpose. So two things at time not good. So we have experience of sweet rice. Of course we are fasting today. But I am sure everybody has eaten sweet rice. Sweet rice has three parts. One is sambit, getting the ingredients to cook sweet rice. Madhav, what are the ingredients required for sweet rice?
Milk, sugar and rice.
Milk?
Sugar and rice.
That's it. Milk, sugar, rice. And mix everything to make a sweet rice. Saffron, Gopal Singh saffron.
Cardamom. Cardamom.
Okay. You need a cooking pot. You need a fire. Right? All these things required, na? You need a place to cook, kitchen or whatever. So whatever required to cook sweet rice, that arrangement is done by Balaram. Okay? Confirm. And when sweet rice is cooked, the cooking is done by Krishna. How much sugar to put? How much kaju to put? You like kaju, eh, Balaram? Gopal likes kaju. Gopal Prabhu is very, very senior devotee. Love to see you, Gopal. So, Krishna arranges the cooking part, I mean he does. And then to taste whether it is sweet or salty or sour, that is the duty of Srimati Radharani. So Balaram brings the ingredients for different pastime of the Lord. So we will talk, this verse describes about the Balaram activities. So we'll talk on the tattva of Balaram. In Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana, the pastime of Lord Balaram is the pastime in Vrindavan, pastime in Mathura, pastime in Hastinapur, pastime in Dwarika, like that. So of course we don't have much time. Janardhan Maharaj is sitting with his stick, danda, because he also had to speak. He has his danda there, the backside. So I have to be on time. So I'll try to summarize this thing. But we must understand the philosophy first. The katha you can hear anytime, anywhere. Katha, devotee can say, speak from different scripture. But philosophy is the same everywhere. Whether you take from Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita or Mahabharata or anywhere. So Balaram Tattva had to be understood. Who is Krishna? Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes who is Krishna and who is Balaram. Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Ditya Rupa Sri Balaram. The original personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, is Krishna. Tahara Ditya De Sri Balaram. And second, bodily expansion of Krishna is Balaram. Now there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Both are same. Two sides of same coin. Two sides. Coin is the same, but two sides. And each side has some symbol to understand. Like if you have 2 rupees coin, so one side you have Ashok chin and other side two. So same way Krishna and Balaram both are the same. Two sides of same coin. What is the difference? Krishna Kaviraj said, Ekai sarupadeha bhinna matrakaya adhakaya bhiyo Krishna lilara sahaya. Difference is there are 2 different bodies. In 2 different bodies, one is bluish and other is yellowish or white. Only complexion is change. Of course, both complexion has a deep meaning. Both has a deep meaning. We'll not get into that. When Krishna wants to enjoy, for any kind of enjoyment we need some creation, we need some material, right? Without something we cannot enjoy. If you want to eat, enjoyment of the food had to have so many variety of the food. Things require for enjoyment. To enjoy, Balaram arranged everything for the Lord. Balaram arranged the things for Lord in 5 ways. Sri Balaram Gosai Mula Sankarsan Pancharupe Dhari Karen Krishna Rasevan. Balaram is the Mul Sankarsan. From Krishna comes Sankarsan, then comes Chaturbhuja. In Chaturbhuja, Sankarsan, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradumna, and Anuruddha. Now, Balaram served the Lord in 5 ways. One is Sankarsan, who is the creator of a spiritual world. Then, in this material world, he comes as Karanodak Sai Vishnu, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, Shridak Sai Vishnu, and Ananta Sesna. So this makes 5. Now the Lord creates, Balaram creates this spiritual world directly, but his great-grandson, Brahma, creates this material world. Because expansion is Karanodak Sai Vishnu. You can say son of Sankarsana is Karanodak Sai Vishnu. From him comes Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. From Garbhodak Sai Vishnu comes Brahma. The son, grandson, great grandson. So Brahma is great grandson of Sankarsana, who creates this material world. So this way the Lord does the creation. Janardhan Maharaj will talk more on the philosophy, and I will just talk some of the pastime of the Lord because time is passing. When the Sayaf Naimisharanya, they were there, they asked Sutta Goswami 6th question. And the first, very first question they asked, Kirtavan, no, they asked 6th question, and they said, well, the pastime of Lord is unlimited, and one cannot be satisfied by hearing the pastime. Rather, with the pure consciousness, he would like to hear more and more and more and more. After asking the 6th question, they said, particularly we want to hear Kirtavan Kila Karmani Saharamina Kesava Ati Martyani Bhagavan Gudha Kapadamanusa. They say, Kirtavan Kila Karmani. Kil means certainly. Kirtavan means perform. Karmani means activities. How did they perform activities? Saharama Kesava, the Lord performed the activities in the material world. Kill means certainly. Ati Martyani, just like an ordinary human being. The pastime of the Lord was just like an ordinary human being. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Kapadamanusa, they had hidden that identity of being Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they perform the simple pastime like human being. With that pastime we can relate. If Krishna comes and does some extraordinary pastime, very difficult to understand. But human being pastime, we can relate. They were one of the question after Ras dance. Sukhdev, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdev Goswami, he comes here to establish the dharma. Ida ida dharma sya galane dharma samsthapanarthaya. But in this Ras dance, he is doing all adharma, everybody will follow. So Sukhdev Goswami answered that question, that the Lord comes here to perform the pastime for the pleasure of his devotee. To understand Krishna's pastime, one had to become devotee. Without being devotee, you cannot understand. You will be bewildered. In Mother Yashoda, when she saw the whole universe in Krishna's mouth, she became bewildered. And Lord thought, okay, it's not proper, it's not going to be happy, pastime. So she saw it, but she didn't believe that. So to understand pastime of the Lord, one had to be devotee. Furthermore, in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit asks altogether 9 questions. In first chapter. And very first question he asked, Rohinaya Tanaya Praktaha Rama Sankarsana Tvaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Kuto Dehantara Vina. He asked, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarsana, who belong to the second quadruple appeared as the son of Rohini named Balaram. If Balaram was not transformed from one body to another, how is it possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this. This was the question. How a boy can become the son of two mothers without changing body? We can become son of two mothers, but bina dehantara, without changing the body. Even Dhruva Maharaj, his stepmother Suruchi said that you can sit on the throne of your father if you take birth from my womb. Means you die first, then take birth. But here, Krishna became the son of two mothers, Devaki and Rohini, without changing body. Can we do that? Anybody? How this thing happened? It's mysterious. To answer this question comes this verse. So we will go on this verse now. Chapter 2, text 8. 10th canto of Bhagavatam has 6 different divisions. First is known as Jan Prakaran or Jan Vibhag. Second one is known as Tamas Vibhag or the division of ignorance. Third one is known as Rajas. Fourth is known as Sattvic. And fifth one is known as Aishwarya Prakaran. So this Prakaran or this division, the first division is known as Janm Prakaran. So from chapter 1 till chapter 4 describes the Janm Prakaran, the birth of Krishna. And from chapter 5 for 28th chapter describes the Tamas Prakaran, where Krishna has killed so many demons starting from Putana, who are in the mood of ignorance. And then further, 28th chapter describes the Rajas Prakaran, that is half Dwarka Leela and half Mathura Leela. And then furthermore, 21 chapter describes the Sattvic Prakaran, when Krishna was in Dwarka with Vasudev and all her friend and so on and so forth, including the Pandavas. And then towards the end in Uddhava Gita and all those, that is called Bhagavat Prakaran in 6th chapter or Aishwarya Prakaran. So this way there are 90 chapters describe the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. In first 4 chapter, the four thing have been described. First is called Hetu, the purpose of Lord's appearance. Why did he appear? Second chapter is called Udam. Udam means blueprint, what he is going to do. And third is Abhidheya, means what he had done. Fourth is Kapatya, or the Lord came in forearm, but he became a small boy to go to Gokul. So this is second chapter. This chapter is Uddam. Uddam means making arrangement. So Lord is making arrangement. Here he is making arrangement. He told Jogmaya. Jogmaya makes also arrangement for the Lord in his pastime. He said, Gaksham Devi Brajam Bhadre Gopa Gobhi Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya भार्याते नंद गोकुले अन्याश्चाक कंसम विघ्ना विवरेशु वसंति ही. लॉर्ड इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग योग माया, माई डियर देवी. देवी मीन्स द गिवर, वन हु बेस्टो अपन, वेदर माया देवी और योग माया, बोथ आर देवी. माया देवी ऑल्सो गिव्स, दुर्गा देवी विशेष. 100 feet or more than 100 feet tall Durga Devi here on Chatikra Road, right? Many people go to beg from her. There are many Shaktya, they worship Devi because she is giver. She is giver on behalf of Deva. Lord is the Deva, he is the original giver. And she is the postman. She becomes Devi. Gaksha Devi Brajam. Braja means Braj Bhumi. And he said, Bhadre, anybody who comes to Brajbhumi or Vrindavan, all auspiciousness comes on them. So anyone who has come to Vrindavan or anyone who is residing Panchakota Prabhu, they are very fortunate, Bhadre, very auspicious to remain in Vrindavan. So anybody coming here, Vrindavan, for Balram Purnima or Kartik or anything, you must know that it's very auspicious to be here in Vrindavan. Lord is saying himself, he said, even if in a yoga maya, you go to Vrindavan. Gaksham Devi Brajam Bhadre. All auspiciousness upon you. Gop Gobhi Alankritam. He describing about Vrindavan. How is Vrindavan? How is Braj? Gop, Gobhi, Alankritam. Thank God it was not today. Otherwise he'll describe all the koti of Delhi Wala and Braj. There's no concrete jungle those days. Braj was decorated with gop, cows. They are decoration. The cowherd men and the cows, they were the decoration. And cowherd girls, they were the decoration of Vrindavan. Now he's giving, so as if Yogamaya asks, all right, I go there, what is your address, where should I go? What I have to do? He said, Rohini Vasudevasya Bharyate Nanda Gokule. Vasudev has so many wives. And when Kans was troubling Vasudev after he married to Devaki, then all his wife, they left Mathura. Not that Kansa chased them away, but Vasudev arranged that way. No wife can see the tribulation of her husband. So what Vasudev had to go through, the tribulation, Rohini could not take, other wife could not take. Vasudev have altogether 12 wives. Devaki was the last and Rohini was the first wife. Vasudev and Nand Baba, they were cousin and friend. So he sent his wife Rohini to Gokul. Rohini Vasudevasya Bharya Te Nand Gokule. Lord is sent to Yogamaya, you go to Gokul, there resides a lady, her name is Rohini, she is the wife of Vasudev. She lives in Nand Gokul. This Gokul is Nand Gokul, the place of Nand Baba, because Nand Baba was the king. So please go there. Then Yogamaya said, so what should I do? One must know, just not simply come to Braj, but there's some service to perform in Braj. Otherwise, it's useless to come to Braj if you don't do some service. It's not eye exercise. One must do some service. Either tan se, man se, or dhan se. Either way, do some service. So here service is given to Yogamaya. This verse describes the service of Yogamaya, I said. Devakya jathare garbham Sesakhyam dhama mamakam tan sannikrishta rohiniya udare sannivesayam devakhya jathare garbham. Not in womb, jathare means
abdomen.
Jathare means abdomen. Eyebrow name.
Translation given by Prabhupada for this word is
anyway, the womb is called garbha. Jathare garbha. Jathare is the place when we eat, na? So our food get digested. That is called Jatragni. That is called Jatragni. Balaram is fire. If you would have gone in garbha of Devaki, it would have been destroyed. So fire had to come in fire. That is also called garbha, but he came in where the Jathara is situated, because they are friend, these two fire. So Devakya Jathare Garbha Sesakhyam, and he gave his name is Sesa. Mamadhamakam, he is my resting place. Sesa is resting place of the Lord. Tan Sannikrishya, so what I have to do there? Tan Sannikrishya, please transfer it. Sannikrishya, transfer very nicely, very delicately. You cannot play around, in fire, he'll burn you, so better be careful. Sannikrishya means go offer your obeisances very nicely, and when he agree, you can tell even that I have sent you, then he will not burn you, or you can chase there. Sannikishte, rohinya udare sannivesaya. Sannikrishya and sannivesya, the two word have been. Means, other meaning of sannikrishya means do such a way that Devaki does not feel pain. The labor pain is very hard. The woman, they know it. We have no experience, but lady has experience. And sannivesaya means situate in the womb of Rohini, so that she also not disturbed. Now the question comes, why so? Prabhupada writes very nice purport that the Sad Garbha, the son of Marichi, they were a demon basically. The real story, they were a demon. And the demon, wherever they stay, they make things dirty. That's their nature. They are not clean. If you read 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that they are very dirty. They will eat banana, they will throw the banana peel there. They will eat, they will not wash their hand. They will not take bath for so long. Clothes they will throw everywhere. But devotee, they like to keep everything very clean. So demoniac nature and divine nature in all of us. When we keep our bedroom or our room very dirty, then you must know that we are hunted by demoniac nature. And when you keep your room clean, very nicely, tidy, neat and clean, then you must know this is divine nature. So this Sad Garbha, they were there in womb of Devaki. And they had made things dirty. So Lord will not go to dirty place. So Balaramaya Sevak, he had to come there to clean that. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the Sad Garbha or the Sad Vikar, Ahankar, Mithya Ahankar, Kam, Krodh, Moh, Masarya, Lobh, etc. So they have to be destroyed. And who can destroy that? Only spiritual master can do. So Balaram is the spiritual master. And see, he came to destroy that, to make the place very clean and clear. And then the Lord appeared in the home of Devaki. Then Jogmaya was bewildered. Why I have to do all these things? And there are many acharyas have given different reason of Lord ordering this thing. One is to bewilder Kansa. Kansa heard that 8 child of Devaki. So if one child die, then 8th one becomes 7th child. Other thing, if Balaram would have taken birth, then sure enough, Vasudev by his word would have taken him to Kansa. And do you think Kansa would have killed Balaram? No way. Rather Balaram would have finished his life. Other thing, for one second, even you think that Akash, you know, the Akashvani has said 8 child, and if he would have killed Balaram, which is not possible, then what will happen? Whole universe would have gone boom down, because he is holding everything. Everything has gone down. So keep Kansa in bewilderment. He did this thing. So who is Balaram has been also described furthermore. This way Balaram came in the womb of Rohini. Here he came in womb of Rohini, from Devaki Jatara to Rohini Garbha. And Balaram is eternally the son of Rohini. He is Rohini Nandan. So few past time of Balaram is Janardhan Maharaj, fine, still 5 minutes is there. So few past time, Balaram and Krishna were in Braj. They were the joy of all the Brajvasi. Not only two-legged, but four-legged, birds, creeper, trees, the dust of Vrindavan. Everybody felt the enjoyment by the presence of Krishna and Balaram. Day by day, they grow up. When they came on Paganda Leela, or Paganda age, or age of 6 years, that is the age that they were going out. They were allowed to go to tend the cows. So Balaram and Krishna, the first day they have come out. So far they were only in the village, now they have come out. How many of you have tended the cows or buffalo? Anybody? I have done that anyway. So take care of the cow. Krishna Leela happened in village, so only villager can understand better way. So Krishna Balaram, they took the cows out. And this was only, just they took it, but they wanted to enjoy. And whole chapter 15 describes the enjoyment of Krishna Balaram when they took in the cow. How they got tired in playing. It was a month of November, October, November, Kartik time, that this Leela of Pralambhasur took place. Krishna Ajna Singhdev, I told Prahlad Maharaj that he will not kill any of his descendants. So Pralamba was the descendant of Prahlad Maharaj. So Krishna let Balaram take care of him. Same way, Dhenukasur. So first I will tell about Dhenukasur. So when they had gone, they are very tired. And then Balaram and Krishna both were sleeping. The boys on their lap. Krishna was giving massage to Balaram. Balaram was always accompanying Krishna, because Balaram had a standing order from Mother Yashoda that he had to take care of Krishna. And Krishna, many of time he wanted to be independent, but Balaram, because he elder brother, na, so he drew some dadagiri. No, don't do like this, do like this, do this thing. So Krishna didn't like many a time, but anyway, things were going on. Krishna and Balaram, they loved their cowherd friend so much. So that day, the cowherd boys, after some refreshment, they got some energy and they got up. The children, they become very hungry very fast also. They're hungry. And then they started smelling nice fragrance of tal fruit. And they knew the power of Krishna and Balaram. So they requested Krishna and Balaram to please let us go and eat the fruit, the tal fruit. Such a nice smell is coming. And when Krishna and Balaram, they heard the prayer or request of their friend, the Lord always wants to see his devotee happy. And devotee, they always want to see Lord happy. So some of the cowherd boys said, no, 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 we cannot go there. It's a very dangerous place. Other they said, don't worry, we have Krishna. Krishna is here, why to fear? Krishna is here, let us go. They took Krishna Balaram. I'll cut whole thing in short. They went. And Krishna said, Dauji, today is your day. Dauji understood the real meaning. And Dauji went and took a tal tree and simply struck a lot of ripened fruit of tall tree fell. It that made big noise. So there was a demon named Dhenukasura. He was in the form of an ass. So he came running. Nobody could go. The cowherd boys were so afraid. They said, no, no, we cannot go there. This demon is very ferocious. He has eaten so many men. Other cowherd said, don't worry. Our hero is first class. You don't know him. When he was 6 days old, he killed a big putna. He killed Agasur, Bakasur. What is Dhenukasur? Don't worry, let's go. Chalo. So they all went, and here comes Dhenuka. The ass, they do not attack from front. They always attack from backside. There are also ass class of men, you know that? They will not come in front. They will backbite. So anybody backbiting, they are ass class. They are Dhenukasur ke nati pote. They are descendant of Dhenukasur. If your gut come in front, don't talk backside. Balaram will be there. So anyway, Dhenukasur kicked Balaram. He tolerated all right. Let me see how much strength he has. So he really kicked hard. He was powerful. He kicked hard. When he kicked second time, Balaram got irritated. Because he fiery. He got irritated. And he took his leg, boom, and he threw. That dead body of Dhenukasur fell on a tree. And then other tree, so many trees fell down. And when the descendant of Dhenukasur, his wife, children, he had hundreds of wives, and so many children, big descendant, big family, they all came, they saw that, hey, our king is being killed. So naturally they also attacked. Like when Bali Maharaj was arrested, all the associates of Bali Maharaj, they tried to attack on Bamandev. Same way, when Hiranyakasipu was killed, all the Chela Chati of Hiranyakasipu, they tried to attack Nrisimhadev. Same way, they tried to, and Balaram took care of all of them. So this is one pastime. I'll tell short on Pralambasura also. Pralamba was sent by Kansa. And in this weather, October, November, Kartik month is very cool, very nice, green grass, wonderful to see everything. Tree has some fruit, waters are clean, a sport time. So Krishna and Balaram, they also had a sport time. They divided into team. One is Krishna team and other is Balaram team. This Pralambasur, he became a coward boy, a new guy, comes to the group. Balaram understood, Krishna understood. So Krishna didn't want to kill him. He had to be killed by Balaram because he is descendant of Prahlad Maharaj. So Krishna, he came in Krishna's side, otherwise in Balaram's side. So the play was that anyone who wins the toss, right, they will be winner, and they had to climb on the shoulder of the defeated side, and they had to carry them up to certain distance. So Krishna's side got defeated. And Balaram's side win. So Balaram climbed on the shoulder of Pralambasur. And they had to go time bound, run. 1, 2, 3, go. Boom. They run. So all the other coward boy, they went up to that line of control. And they came back. But this Pralambasur started going further. And everybody was watching. What is going on? What are you going on? Why are you taking away? And Krishna is saying, don't worry. Just watch. Watch the fun. And Balaram wanted to ride. So he was running fast. He was going in more speed than Ferrari race car. So Balaram was going very nice. Chalo, koi baat nahi. Then Balaram wanted to fly. So he also fulfilled his desire of flying. No petrol required. So you are flying, and now Balaram said, oh, my cowherd boys, my friends, they are worried about me, it's not good. If they go to Braj and they say something happened, my goodness, what will happen to Yashoda and Rohini? So Balaram simply, boom, he had one fist, everything came down. They fall from long, almost few kilometers up. But nothing happened to Balaram. If we fall from first floor, we'll break our hand. But nothing happened to Balaram. He's Balaram. So this way, there are many different pastimes. And I will leave now Janardhan Maharaj to speak the different pastime. Maharaj, sorry, 5 minutes over. What can I do? No, I will go on, but I will go on somewhere else. Thank you. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.